This is still November 6th and second take with Teddy Lou. I like that little story about being out the Kuskokwim that time. And maybe you could tell us what happened. You lost your watch.
Yeah. Well, that same winter, me and my father went to camp, you know, to have tea. That's when I lost my watch. And that spring, him and another Gladys' father, Lige Sport, and time to eat. And then my watch is there.
So he went back there to look at the same place?
Yeah.
Well, watches were pretty expensive then, huh? I mean, that was something.
See, I don't know. I must have bought it from the NC here. They're expensive, too. Swiss.
And then you said he found that watch right there, and it was still working.
Still working.
And that's after
well,
all.
They went out to hunt beaver, three of them. They went all the way over to Lake Matuna. They built a boat. I mean, a chemist-covered boat. And they came out conditioner. I remember when they came back, I was with my mother over at 8 Mile Island. That's when I was 16.
Oh, no. I'm bringing you.
There we go. Let's see, we stopped. Oh, the last thing we talked about, we're still in about the 50s, and you were back with Don Peterson on the boats again.
I'm trying to think of that name too, the boat's name.
Anyway, so that time, how many summers did you work for him that time?
Maybe five, but not all summer. I get off sometimes. You don't pay right away, too, you know.
So that would make it rough. You'd have to wait.
Yeah.
So you'd have to go find something else, or so what else did
you? Oh, that creek I was talking about when we moved over from Kuskokwim. Titna.
Titna.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's where you went up the Klosna and around Kuskokwim, North Fork, into the Titna. And then came back.
Titna flows into Novi. You know, Novi River way down.
So you took, when you came back by boat from a canoe or something, or floated down?
No. I mean, that time we went around in the winter. That time.
Okay, so you came around and you were on the Titna and then you walked back over land.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
That's when my auntie died, Charlotte. They met us, some people with dogs. My auntie died. My sister, I mean, my mother's sister.
She's not in this picture, though, huh?
Charlotte? Well, that's Charlotte.
Oh, this is Charlotte?
Yeah, that's all this. Helen's mother, Miss Charlotte.
Oh. That was Helen's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, anyway, that was, we were talking about still working for Don Peterson, and then...
I work on railroad, too.
Oh, gee.
That is rough work. Gets hot. There's a bunch of Mexicans working with us, too. Mexicans and colored guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were putting new rails, heavier.
That was out of Nenana?
Yeah, this side, I mean, from Nenana out to Anchorage, I think.
So, what was your job?
Just, you know, like, just labor.
They had different kind of teams and stuff. Was that like Gandhi Dancer? And
yeah, uh-huh. They were going too fast behind us. And we have to shovel gravel, you know, under the ties.
And they're just right behind pushing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How old were you that time working on the railroad?
I was in my 40s, I think. I could stand hard work yet.
Mm-hmm. They didn't pay that good either, did they?
Yeah, they were paying pretty good, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, are there any jobs that we missed that you did?
Or during the war, when they were trying to build railroad to Nome. I was on there too. They passed through here, you know, surveying. There's no other crew meeting us from down the other way. We all met down there at Birch's.
Mm-hmm.
From there we turned back. Another crew coming down from Fairbanks, I think, yeah. They were going to put a bridge up here, 6 miles. That's why the bridge down there. Yeah, I was on that crew too,
mm-hmm.
Just in winter.
So you had a life of a lot of jobs, a lot of work.
Teddy was still in the mission then, of Nenana.
You ever go up to the mission to see him?
Yeah. I had a wristwatch like this and I walk with him up to the mission. From the boat. He keep asking me, what time is that? I know he wants to watch, so I just give it to him right there. I bought a good shoes to him, high top. He put it on. He was kind of quiet.
So of all those jobs you had, what was your best work? What did you like best?
mining camp, I think, up there at Cash Creek. He was a good boss anyway, McGee.
You like jobs like that, being out? Being out in the woods?
I miss too much hunting though. I mean, working in mining camp. Miss moose hunting and duck hunting. When I think back,
so you have to do your hunting in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, well, through your whole life, this is a hard question. So if you don't want to answer it, that's okay. But if you think back at your whole life, what was the happiest time in your life? What was going on then?
Hunting ducks and geese in springtime. I never stay home. I'm alone too, all the time. I can't wait for the other guys. There's a place up there called Duck Lake and Geese Lake. My father had a homestead over there. I got it now, 1915. It's over Haysloo.
Now it's on Haysloo?
Mm-hmm.
So you say that's the happiest time. What was nice about it? Maybe you could tell me, you know, what you'd see, what you'd hear.
Birds and geese, ducks in the springtime, you know.
That's what you'd be happy because you've got new, something different to eat.
Yeah, well.
So that, and that was good weather then too?
Yeah. Get cold at night. Me and Richard used to go over there at Duck Lake. You could walk out there in hip boots, not too shallow, I mean not too deep. Richard is out there picking up ducks, you know, dead ducks. Ducks keep landing all around.
They keep landing while he's standing there picking them up?
After that we think maybe they think it's a moose. You know, moose like to fool around, you know, at nights too.
So, was that kind of a relief after a winter of trapping and being out, camping out, and it's cold and hard work?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you go out duck hunting, how would you get out there?
Walk. When I'm getting across, too much water then, you know, springtime. Worry about coming back too. Water get too deep.
How long would you stay out there?
A couple of nights.
You get stuck out there and you have to wait until after breakup?
No. It'll be too long to wait.
So you just come right back and walk through?
Uh-huh.
You ever have one close time call?
Over there at Score Point on a bar. I was on a bar. Hold it on again. And I waited a little too long. Just made it. The water was but just my boots.
Gee, all the way to the
shore, mainland. Water is cold too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed on the bar too long. Too many geese and ducks.
You get too excited,
too
huh?
Too excited, yeah. Huh.
So, but when that would happen, the river would still be real solid?
But then the water's getting deeper all the time. And it's... You know, water keeps rising.
The ice isn't getting rotten on the Yukon?
No. Yukon too, it's only on the side, on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go way up on Yukon to get across to the ice. So it's fast, you know, on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you were restless. You're always ready
yeah.
to go, huh?
It's like moose hunting. I get happy when the wind is blowing. So I could go out hunt.
That's when you can hunt good?
Yeah.
Is that because the moose can't smell you?
Mm-hmm. Know what to do.
You go out by yourself then too?
Yeah.
Sounds like you just learned to be by yourself a lot.
Yeah, well, I couldn't wait. A lot of guys, you know, they wait till you. But I want to get there.
Guys ever meet you once you get out there?
Yeah. They all know where to go. Sometimes it's over here on the bar.
Right across the river?
Mm-hmm.
Because going by yourself all the time, it must be a lot of work.
I know. I have a heavy pack too, you know. One time I went across right above town here. got on the bar, started to load up shotgun. Here I went across with different kind of shells. Then I had to walk all the way back again. Even on Yukon it's hard before the water. I mean, ice left up. That's when it drains, the water drains.
Well, that's when it's still mm-hmm. wet on top? Hmm. Yeah. Well, do you ever get stuck being out there by yourself?
No.
You never had gotten trouble or anything? Just
when I was hunting moose, I went a little too far again. It was cloudy, and you can't see the North Star, you know. I don't know where I was going, too dark. I got the moose all right.
You got the moose at night?
No, before it got too dark. It was just bum moose, you know, got in a fight.
It was during rut?
Yeah. Crippled. So I just took the inside out and covered it up. Then I thought I was coming over this way. Instead of that, I was going up towards 8 Mile Island. And brushy. No flashlight. We go by North Star, you know. We know where we are. Camp. I came out below 8 Mile Island to the river. Here I was way up to the river. I could see the lights down here.
And that was fall time?
No.
It was winter?
In winter, yeah.
So you walked back by the river?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But you got back okay?
I got back to tired.
So is that how you tell your way around, by the North Star?
Yeah.
You just keep track of where it would be, huh? What other ways could you tell where you were?
Spruce trees. But there's no spruce trees at night. I mean, you know, just in a willows.
What can you tell from the spruce trees?
Moss on a north side, I think, on a tree.
Oh. So then you know which way?
Mm-hmm. North or south.
Those are important kind of things for young people to know if they go out, huh?
Yeah, they don't know.
Well, what do you tell from the North Star?
North Star is this way. You know where it is.
Mm-hmm. And you just...
We know where we are. Mm-hmm. North or south, which way to walk.
Mm-hmm. Those young people use that today?
I don't think so. I don't think they know about the moss on the spruce trees.
Yeah. So if there was spruce tree and it's wintertime, it's down by the base of the spruce tree or it's on the tree?
On a tree, I think.
Oh. Huh.
Another time I went too far again. I was chasing fox. We were on Britain. Me and my brother-in-law got too dark, and so we just made camp. It wasn't too cold. We slept all right. Little pool of wood didn't last long. When I think back to, think a lot of times, I should have stayed with my parents more, I thought, you know. Instead of that, they have a camp over at Hay Slough. Then I take off to Steelsville to hunt rats. I should have stayed with them. One spring camp anyway.
Is that so you could have learned more, you mean?
No, just to be with them.
Just to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're young, you just want to go, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But now you think that you should have had more time.
Yeah, with my parents.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you went to Stevens Village to hunt rats, did a lot of people go up there?
Yeah.
It's a long ways to go.
Mm-hmm. You know, by dogs. And really cold. We have to travel at night, you know. The snow freezes hard.
So you go just before breakup when it would crust.
Mm-hmm. freeze at night, you know.
So, you'd go up there, and was that the closest place to hunt rats?
I could hunt rats around here, but more rats up there. Minto, too.
People would go up to Minto, too?
Mm-hmm. But too hard, the water. You know how Tana River sourced out.
So you go up to Stevens Village, and do you get together? Would people get together with people from up there? Must have been people from Rampart and...
Yeah, Rampart and here.
Must a lot of people.
Yeah.
And no. They all get along, too. They don't...
No, they don't care.
Uh-huh. Then how would you get back from there?
On raft.
Was that fun?
Too slow, though.
You always want to move fast, huh?
You know, come down there and start dancing. Dance every night.
Do you like to dance?
Oh, yeah. I like to dance.
What kind of dancing were they doing? Is that native dance?
No. White man dance. Mm-hmm.
How were the dances different from today?
Oh, fast. Now. Different every year from now, you know. Long ago, just... Foxtrot and Charleston.
Charleston? You danced the Charleston?
No, I never did. Charleston and two-step. I never danced that. I was still young, too young.
So what, you danced a foxtrot?
Foxtrot, waltz, square dance. Now they don't dance square dance.
Mm-hmm.
See them dancing Fairbanks at festival?
Mm-hmm.
I would say last year.
Sound like fun dancing then.
Yeah. You dance?
Mm-hmm. When I can.
Oh.
But, so, those dances, was it all just people from Tanana, or did people from other places come?
From Rampart and Steen Village.
So, to really get together. Did your father ever tell you about long ago when people would come here from all different places? You ever hear stories about that?
Mm-hmm. That's before Neutral Oid. I remember they used to gather up there in Mission. People from up Tanda River come down. And all that, at the point, H. Luke, they started to shoot. And up there too, they quit that long ago.
So they'd start shooting, people coming, start shooting, and then the people at the mission would shoot back?
Yeah, shoot across.
Was that exciting?
Yeah. Some boys started running down, get more ammunition. Then they start over. Gas boats, inboard some days.
And when they would land, would people be singing or anything like that?
Yeah.
What kind of songs?
Indian songs. make speeches. My father used to make speeches. Us, we don't listen to her.
So, how long would that last when people would come to us? Oh, sorry. I'm going to put this over here.
Or spring till time to go fishing.
So people would stay for a couple weeks?
Yeah. And time to fishing, all go to camp.
Well, those people from Tanana, they had inboards then when they came down?
Yeah. From Stevens Works.
And then from up the Tanana, where were they coming from?
Mm-hmm. Up Kentishna. And there were some people out there, Manly Hot Spring, on the river, Baker Creek.
Who was that out there?
That was Titus Alexander. Then Crouch Jacket. Well, all the way down they gather, you know. Mm-hmm. They bunch up over here.
Uh-huh. That, was there a village across from, you know, where the landing is at Manly Hot Springs? And across there's an island? I heard once there's a village there.
Maybe long ago.
Long ago. Uh-huh. So, that's the other thing, up Kantishna. There used to be a lot of people?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to all those people?
All died off, I guess. It's the heaviest one, Kantishna.
Uh-huh. That's Abby Joseph? Abby Starr?
No, Abby Evan.
Evan.
Well, Joseph. It's her first husband is Evan. He got shot. They were hunting moose and decided that thought he was a moose. Put a close on. Shot him dead, yes.
Oh, gee. That's, they were out hunting together or just?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of dangerous to hunt over here too, because too many hunters. They might make a mistake.
You mean now?
Yeah. I was always careful. You know, could be a man. If I made a mistake up Yukon, I was hunting a 12 mile. And I don't know, this guy was ahead of me, came up by dogs, and I was tracking this moose. And I said, look like a moose, you know, the way moose walk. Here, just this man, he was walking without snowshoes, tracking the same moose. Oh, I am. No. Yeah, I started to shake after that.
Gee.
When they shot him. I never told him, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... Well, that's danger. That's making long shots, huh? Mm-hmm. And then you want to be sure and get the moose, so you
yeah.
do that, huh? Well, what about that hunting now, and you got all these people from Fairbanks? Is that rough on people around here?
Yeah. But they go by boats, you know, and they don't hunt in the woods.
It's another thing I was wondering about.
A lot of them hunt just for the trophy, you know. Leave the meat there.
Yeah. Well, that's like around Manly. People get really mad when yeah. that happens. Especially you don't get your own moose. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stanley used to get his own moose. He still hunts, I guess, huh?
He tries, but Dixie goes out now.
Oh, Dixie's there?
Mm-hmm. She goes up to Minchumina.
Oh.
And hunts with her brother. Then brings back. But see, it's been hard hunting up there now because Stanley stays pretty much on the road. And you got all these Fairbanks people, yeah. and it's dangerous.
They're all over.
They're all over the road, and they're shooting across the road.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can come right past them, and so it's pretty rough going out then. But I guess moose season just opened again.
This month, or?
Mm-hmm. Just opened a couple days ago.
Oh. Only the cows are good. Bulls is.
They're still bad from the rut?
Yeah.
How long does it take for them to get better?
They're up on the hills now, I think.
Uh-huh. Well, after the rut, when are the bulls good eating again?
Oh. Around in January, I think.
It takes that long.
Yeah. Some are all banged up fighting, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is that meat gonna taste funny? The meat?
No.
It's just that they've been all bruised and.
Mm-hmm. We shot another way over there, made my friend in law. Who we hit. And Richard was behind with dogs. We saw this moose. Oh boy, liver and hotcakes, we were saying. We shot it all right. It's all good.
What's that? What's it like when it's no good?
All pursed up, you know, from fighting.
And so the meat itself is all ruined.
We just took the insides out and covered it up.
So I wonder why they make a season now and they don't know, huh?
They don't know.
So, you mentioned getting caribou before.
Mm-hmm.
That caribou's not around anymore, huh?
It was back here, I think, 40 miles. But nobody goes out there.
There used to be a lot of caribou before?
Mm-hmm.
Where would the caribou run when you were hunting them?
They used to cross up here above Mission long ago.
They cross across the Yukon?
They come down from up around Fairbanks someplace. But I think they keep them back. Now starting shooting in Eagle Summit, I think that's where they crossed Fairbanks on the road, Steve's Highway. Yeah, I used to come across up here, hundreds, gee. Then they turn back. Some get across.
They come across between the Tanana and Yukon? Is that how they came?
No, they come down on a ridge, around, back around Mandel Hot Springs.
Oh. Those are the ones that came back by Eureka?
Yeah.
In the mountains up there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to hear about them coming there. I've never... No more.
Back here in the mountains, there's caribou.
So when you were, since you were out all the time and you needed fur, clothes and things like that, how would you get those things you needed?
Long caribou. That's where you get the... fur to make the parka. You need it in some days. It's cold, you know, it's warming. Getting warm here in Alaska, I think. Weather is changing.
Oh, you think it's a lot warmer than those
days?
Yeah. How it's cold would it get back then?
60. Me and Terry, not Terry, his brother, the other one, we trap over the same place they're talking about, Titna. We would camp up on a hill though. Here at the 70 below, we did not. And we still moved camp. We got down in the valley, that's where the cold weather settles, you know. We couldn't see half of the team dogs, you know, from there.
Just from your breath?
Yeah.
The vapors? And that would happen every year? You'd have it cold like that for a while?
Yeah. I think it was cold for 1 month here. They were all stuck here in town. Couldn't move, I guess. What me and Lee was always, that's Harry's brother. You know, Harry Riley. And my cousins too. That their auntie, that big Sarah, and their grandmother was my great grandmother.
Oh.
That's Sarah's mother.
Sarah's mother.
She was really old when I saw her.
Okay, so let me see if I have this right. Sarah's mother was Lee Edwin
and Harry Riley.
And Harry Riley's
your grandmother.
Grandmother. What was her name? Their mother was Lucy.
I think, huh?
So that was probably Lucy's mother?
Lucy. Lucy Riley was Harry's mother. And that was her mother, the old lady I was talking about. So she was my great grandmother.
Okay, yeah. So that's Sarah's mother. She probably had a Indian name, huh?
Yeah.
You don't know what that is?
Only Mrs. Riley. She was just an old man. Name was Riley.
So I want to make sure I have this right. Lucy's mother, Lucy and Sarah were sisters? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. And I heard that they came from the Koyukuk, is that right, Big Sarah?
I don't know where they come from.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you think about the future now for young people? You know, you've seen things change so much in your life.
Yeah. I don't know. They don't trap anymore, you know, kids. Till we all quit, the older.
Yeah, so that's pretty different than. What do you think's going to happen to these young people? What do you think their life is going to be like?
I don't know. It'll be different from us. When they go out hunt, they don't know what to do. Well, they're in school, you know, too. No chance to get out.
You know, between from when your father's time and you, things changed a lot too.
Yeah.
I mean, he used to, in his time, he probably saw people hunt bear with spears, mm-hmm. and he talked about things like that.
Yeah. Gee, who would have the nerve to? Brown bear too. I'd rather shoot.
So did he ever talk to you about how things changed and how your life was different? You had to do different things than him? Yeah, boy, life can change in a short time, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it and bleed to it till man went to the moon. Do it and bleed.
What do you think they'd think of that? You think they'd believe it if someone told them there wouldn't be any more medicine men?
Do you believe in medicine men too?
You ever seen that?
Yeah, I've meant to. The time I was walking down, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed all night there. They made medicine on me. So I'll be safe walking down.
What did they do to you?
Sing over me. And if you get tired, get a little spruce tree, they told me. Get your leg. But I never done that. Mm-hmm. I should have, but I didn't think of it.
Did you get tired walking?
No. I run most of the time.
And you didn't get tired then either. What do you do for water?
Snow. That's no good too. Eat snow. You get more tired, I heard. Sugar and snow.
That's what you
had? Eat, yeah. It kind of brace you up, I guess.
Hmm.
I don't remember making a fire.
Well, how many miles would it be between roadhouses?
Maybe 20 miles.
And how many miles do you think you'd go a day?
I think I stayed overnight at Baker Creek. From there, Tofty, I think, but that's too far. I mean, whichever.
Gee, you're covering a lot of miles.
Yeah.
So you started in Enana, you stayed overnight in Minto,
mm-hmm.
And overnight, then at Tolovana? Minto?
There's a road to
Baker.
Baker Creek.
Baker Creek. So you just, you took about 4 days to get there?
Yeah, about that. Another time I went down by dogs too. My sister died. I took missions. We had 5 dogs. But I went by Kostya, that's long ways. I should stay on Mail Trail. It's shorter.
Where were you coming from?
Nenana. From school.
Oh, you use the school dog team?
5 good dogs. I came in late after the funeral in Potlatch. I got mission. Late for everything. I stayed overnight at Kostya. There was a couple there. Didn't come down for the funeral. And my father went back up with me to his potlatch at Minto. Had his own dogs.
You stopped there too? You went to the potlatch?
Just went right through.
You went right through?
I stayed all night there. That is before Thanksgiving, I think, by this time. There was a lot of caribou in Haslow. The trail go by Haslow at the time. The dogs went wild with me. They smelled caribou and dark too.
They take off?
Yeah.
They stay on the trail?
They stay on the trail. It's in the slough anyway. And clear ice too.
You stayed on the sled?
Yeah, the whole handlebar.
Huh. So you moved real fast then, huh?
They really go. They were having potlatch when I went up the bank. They heard me, I guess, in somebody holler. They all know it was me. I told them, yeah. I tied my dogs and went in the house. My dad and a long time ago.
Huh. So, boy, traveling. So you just, it didn't bother you to take off and go long ways?
Yeah.
That time in Minto, who was that medicine man in Minto?
There's a whole bunch of them.
Uh-huh.
There were seven of them going around. In a circle.
Dancing around you in a circle?
People sing and, you know, you never saw a medicine. And they don't believe it too. I went to medicine one time. Medicine man came right over to me. He said, you don't... I was thinking bull, you know. And he knew it. He came right over to me. I guess they help people, I don't know. They make bad medicine, too.
Yeah, I heard there's different kind of medicine men, huh?
Yeah. I don't think there's medicine men now.
No, I haven't heard.
Nobody, I guess.
But when you were young, there were still quite a few around.
Mm-hmm.
There were any here?
Yeah, one.
Who was that person?
Old Justin, they call him.
What's it feel like to you now? I mean, you've been on your own so many years and traveled all over the place, and what's it like for you living here now?
It's nice here, but I still want to get out, but I can't. When my sister died, I was up here in one of the houses.
Which sister is that?
Helen. Mm-hmm. And I got weak, so I thought I was sick. So I went to Fairbanks and had a good checkup. I said there was nothing wrong with me. And my niece is a PA up there, you know. She was there not too long ago. She said it's grief reaction or something like that. Yeah, it's nice there. They wash for you and shower anytime you want to.
Well, it seems like it's warm and there's a lot of people. You got company.
Mm-hmm.
But that's still different after spending your whole life in the woods.
Yeah, I
huh?
know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So your health is just too bummed to be able to go out now. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you went out hunting?
Quite a while ago. 6-7 years ago, I guess. Mm-hmm. Me and my buddy on this island here. Thomas. He got sick with me too that time, right over here. He was running after moose. I hear him shoot, I went the other way. And I see him down in the little lake. I see him sitting down, way down there. And I went up to him and then his heart, I guess, they're running and so it wasn't too far to the bank. There was a trail there. I'm going to lay down, he said, right on the snow. I said, no, wait, I'm going to make a fire. No, go over town, I said. His heart was going to stop at this. I made tea, real hot tea, and I gave it to him. Then he was all right. And he made the cross all right. Hospital was right, we got a shore over here. But I think next morning the ambulance went up, pack him out on a stretcher. He died not too long ago.
That's Thomas?
Thomas Nikolai.
You've lost a lot of people in your life. It must get hard after a while.
Yeah, no.
Just so much.
Gee, last year was the worst. All my cousins, one in Fairbanks, I keep going back and forth, go to another funeral.
How do people keep going when they keep losing so many? That's the other thing, you know, it's so important to go to funerals.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, for us, you know.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that expensive going?
I know. Like, I've been going to a clinic every month since August. Now I've got to go up again on the 12th. Not too long now.
In Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, what happens if you got it? There's a funeral or something, and somebody has to go, and they don't have money for it. How do they get there?
You just have to stay home, I guess.
That would make them feel sad, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, the old people, they're just so much to traveling to, mm-hmm. to do.
I don't like to travel anymore. Last Christmas I was down there in Cooley Dam. I spent Christmas there. I got, you know, called Cooley Dam.
That's outside?
Yeah, it's on Columbia River.
Oh.
Grand Cooley Dam. Richard's daughter is there. I think it's going to be warm. It's kind of cold out there, too. Not much snow on the ground. From Seattle, I got off at Spokane, Washington. And I wait to wait for them to go driving up, you know. And I started worrying, I didn't even know their phone number. Here they were way down other end. There's a bar there, I guess. Down in the bathroom. Just going out there, she was walking by. Eileen, gee, I was happy. Then I lost my bag. My suitcase. 80. It went out day before me, I think.
So that's why you don't like to travel anymore.
Yeah.
All those things that can go wrong.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But you still travel around Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Go different places. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. How do you think it's different now being an old person than it was when you were, when you're parents were old? Has it changed for old people?
They had it rough too. You didn't even get food stamps some days, you know. I don't know how to have to get out and work. I mean, hunting. Nowadays, people are spoiled. All this. Food stamps and some of them get checks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's real different, huh? Well, what about things like, I hear long ago people really helped out and make sure the old people would get moose meat and get food if they couldn't go out anymore. Does people still do that?
Older people got more money than young people now, you know, too.
Oh.
But long ago, it was different. Like Thanksgiving, we go to church and we bring fish or fruit or berries, take it out to the church. That's for the older people, instead of money. Well, no money, hardly any money them days, anyway. Then after that, they give it to the old people. There's a lot of old people them days, too.
Not as many old people now?
No.
Yeah. So you say that now old people have more money than young people.
Mm-hmm.
So they take care of themselves that way then.
Yeah.
And that's with pensions and...
Yeah, pension.
Different.
Uh-huh. Like other day I thought they had a bill from this tender era, I mean, Turner Power Company. 500 and something. I thought I had to pay it. And here it is, this energy assistant. I had that much coming, I told one of them girls to make a phone call. So I told them to send the money back. That is 500 and something to spend on lights or wood.
Mm-hmm.
I told them to send the money back.
Because you don't, because...
Right here, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, interesting. Well, I think we got quite a bit here.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stop? And unless if there's anything else. Hi.
Come on.
Yeah. Just for your book, is there anything, you know, you think about your grandchildren or even your grandchildren far away who don't know about you very much? But they might want to see a book like this. And what's something that maybe we didn't talk about that would be important for them to know?
Yeah. Only one I got is Teddy's daughter. And my niece one out there just not too long ago, Oklahoma City. And I give them that address, but they move again. It's Brenda, that's her name. They're hard to... She'd done that, I don't know how many times. I send a letter out and come back.
So it's hard to keep touch with them.
Uh-huh. Unless she writes.
So you ever seen the grandchildren?
No. Only that one. These are Richard's kids.
Richard?
Grant.
Oh, it's Richard Grant's kids. Uh-huh. So you're real close with them.
Mm-hmm.
You said he's your...
Nephew.
Nephew. How is he related? His...
He's my sister's son.
Which sister?
Helen.
Oh, that's Helen's son.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And then Helen here...
Tony Hill's get mixed up.
I know, I'm getting...
And busy.
Okay.
And Harriet didn't have any, so she's adopted Virginia Newby. That's Bishop's sister, too.
Who's that?
Virginia Newby.
Newby?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that name,
That's Judy's sister, Judy Woods.
Oh, okay. Judy Woods' sister.
And she's Bishop's real sister.
Your wife.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Your wife's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And going back to Charlotte, your aunt, she had children?
Yeah. No, she didn't have any children, but she adopted my sister, Rose.
Oh, you had a sister, Rose?
Uh-huh.
I guess I don't know all your sisters' names.
Rose, Harriet, Helen, Carrie, I think.
Carrie?
Carrie.
That was a sister?
Uh-huh.
You had any brothers?
Yeah. too, they all died. While I was in school, too.
They were young then.
Uh-huh.
So you're the only...
I'm the only one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm 79 years old.
You're 79, huh? Yeah. It's a lot of years.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to stop this now.
Mm-hmm.